Talk wrestling here, and Scott City girls wrestling team had a pretty good weekend as they qualified their first two wrestlers in program history for state tournaments. That'll be coming up next Wednesday and Thursday for them at the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. We're going to be talking with both of the state qualifiers here, and first and foremost, the wrestler at 235-pound weight division there, and junior Michaela Miller. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, congratulations. You won a regional championship, and it was a little interesting getting there. You dominated your first round match, and then semis is kind of one that was on your feet pretty much the whole match, and different styles there, and then you barely broke a sweat in the finals there, and well, it was an unfortunate injury default there in the finals for the girl from Chapman, but still, you're a regional champion. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, I went in thinking that I was going to get it, knowing that the Chapman girl was ranked second, and, you know, after I got done with the Oakley girl for my semifinals, the Chapman girl came over and told me that she had the injury default because of her patella that she blew out a couple weeks ago, so after that, it was really relieving knowing that, you know, I was champion.
Absolutely there. And, you know, just to get to this moment here where you weren't out right away first day of practice, you took a couple days to get in there, and it has to be well worth it now.
Yeah, it really is actually, you know, wasn't really big into, you know, doing the whole wrestling practice and then having morning runs on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but the morning runs definitely pay off when you get into those matches where you are standing up the whole time and, you know, you get tired and sweaty the whole time. So you definitely know when your tank is full and when your tank is empty.
You know, the big thing for you, you've been to a state tournament before to watch your brother there in years past. And what's that, what do you think maybe talking with him and some other state qualifiers in years past, what's that, their message maybe to you?
You know, just go in and do what you do best. I mean, it's just because it's state doesn't change anything. You're just going to, it's just state. I mean, it's just another wrestling tournament. So
now on the rankings, they've kind of noticed you now. I mean, you've been ranked there all, most of the year here. Now you're ranked at the top there. And does that change anything for you?
Definitely a lot more pressure. You know, everyone knows that, you know, I'm good now. So they're expecting me to go out and still be good and, you know, get first and everything. So, yeah, it's different.
Well, hopefully it works out for you, and I know this is going to be a pretty exciting experience here. And you've had a great season so far in the inaugural season, and good luck to you coming up at state. Thanks again, as always, Michaela.
Thank you, Adam.
You betcha. Junior Michaela Miller, 235-pound state qualifier, and now it's 138, right? Ashley Pazernick joining us here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you, and congratulations making it to state there, and after you win your match there in that consolation semifinals, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, I was on top of the world. I was on the clouds, that's for sure. I've never been so happy. Like, I jumped up, I screamed. I just felt like this burst of energy and strength go through me.
And then you had to realize you have one more match left, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, never mind. I'm not done.
Yeah. But still, it does relieve a lot of pressure because that's the, you know, they call it the blood round there. You win, you go to state, you lose, you're done, and you were able to persevere through there. And I know it's kind of a tough matchup with the girl from Plainville. Maybe you'll get her at state. Who knows?
Yeah, I definitely got to stop trying to throw the snow cone on her. She knows how to defend it pretty well. She just plows right over me. So.
Well, and that's a lot of learning along the way here. But what's been the biggest takeaway for you this year in wrestling?
I've learned mainly to be mentally tough. If you go in there with a good mindset and you're in there to win and not in there just not to lose, it's like a big difference from your, I don't know, it's like any other sport. I don't feel like it takes as much mentally.
Well, have you maybe surprised yourself a lot this year?
Oh yeah, I definitely did not think I was going to state my first year.
Well, yeah, you just never know, but you know, probably gained a little bit of confidence right out of the Christmas break, and you ended up beating a state qualifier from Nebraska. So, and you found that out last week, and so that tells you, you know, I belong on this stage.
Yeah, I definitely feel a whole lot more confident. I love wrestling. I told my mom the other day it's probably becoming my favorite sport.
All right, and what would you like to see next week when you head to Salina?
I definitely want to see that Plainsville girl, and I want to see me winning.
All right. So. Hopefully that works out for you and get a win on Wednesday, so that guarantees you to wrestle on Thursday. So, Ashley, congratulations. Good luck to you coming up at state.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Ashley Pazernick joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we'll talk with Coach Dakota Hayes here, as we'll talk both girls wrestling and boys wrestling here. Busy time here. And, Coach, you get from one postseason tournament to get ready for another here, but it's been a fun run here so far.
It has. You know, it's one of those things where I'm glad we kind of had the week before as the girls' regionals. The guys had the weekend off, and so they could kind of have their time to shine. And they all wrestled really, really tough, and super proud of every one of them. I mean, some of them, you know, their season ended early, but, you know, they're doing big things. They started something new for this community and all that. So it's something to be super proud of. They need to hold their heads high and be proud of what they've done and understand that us coaches are always rooting for them and proud of what they've accomplished. So,
well, yeah, it's been definitely fun for sure here. And, you know, just watching them kind of work together there and get cheer each other on and, just the camaraderie they've had, and even from some of the other, you know, league schools, for most part, working together, that's been kind of fun.
It has been. You know, it's one of those things where back east, this girls wrestling stuff started, you know, a couple years ago, and it's just taken a little while for it to get out here and kind of grow realize that the girls themselves, they have their own regionals, they have their own tournaments now, they have their own state tournament, and they, you know, it's no longer, you know, if a girl wants to wrestle, they have to compete against the guys or anything like that. It's all just the girls. So it's their opportunity. It's their season. It's, you know, it's nothing out of whack or anything like that. It's really cool to see. It's a lot of fun to be a part of. And you know, it's been a learning curve for some of us coaches as far as all that stuff goes. But it's one of the most rewarding seasons that I've had with girls, and you know, it's one of those things where it's not over yet, and so hopefully we can keep it going and maybe come home with some hardware from state. So,
you feel like that this season for it has exceeded expectations?
It has. It was one of those things where Michaela came in and she was doing well, and she jumped in the rankings kind of early, we all were talking. It's one of those things where it's like, if we have one state qualifier out of these, I think we'll be all right. But we managed to squeak out two with a possible three. You know, we had Audrey Schwartz. She lost there in the blood round, and it's one of those things where she was super close. And all the other girls, they gave themselves a chance to be able to move on. And like I said, some of them fell short, and you hate to see that, but it's the way it works. But they all did well, and couldn't be more proud.
Well, you go to state next Wednesday and Thursday for the girls, but this weekend you focus on the boys there, and you go to Abilene on Saturday. Got a full team there headed to Abilene. I think one of just three teams, I think, if I looked it up last check, that have full 14 on their lineup there. But this is going to be a good regional to go to here, and I know your kids are pretty excited to get going on it.
They are. We had a conversation today, and it's one of those things where this is what we've worked for. This, you know, it is just another tournament, and, you know, you punch your ticket to state, and so there's a little added pressure, but, you know, go out, have fun, wrestle hard, do what we do, you know, and have fun with it. And I think all of them are ready for it, and they're geared up for it, so, you know, I'm excited to see what happens. You know, got to make the 3.5-hour trek across the state to get to regionals, it's a good team bonding trip, and hopefully we can, you know, come home with quite a few state qualifiers and maybe even a team plaque. So,
yeah, it's been interesting kind of watching how things are going there and how they, you know, change the rankings. Rankings are just good for good conversation there, but I would say this is probably, I know, probably team wise the toughest. I think four of the top 10 and 4A are ranked and at the Abilene Regional.
Yeah, no, you know, us coaches, we really don't place a lot on those rankings. I mean, you know, as far as the team rankings go, I think it's a point system, and so you get so many points for how many you have ranked, but they don't really take into consideration how many bonus points you can pick up on the backside, or, you know, even bonus points on the front side. But they are a good conversation piece, and they do kind of fuel some of the kids. But, you know, they can also fuel them the other way, too. They feel like they've been wrestling their tail off and doing well and not getting any love from some of those guys. And they can fuel them the other way, too. So it's a fine line. With all them ranked teams there, it's going to be a tough tournament. And you can only hope that your kids show up and are ready to wrestle at that high level and get done what they need to get done, what they know they can do, and hopefully see a smile on their face at the end of the day. So,
well, and you know, it's a little different for you this year. Yes, it's 16-man brackets. Granted, they're not going to be full brackets, but it's just one day. And so now this year, postseason, you can get six matches in one day. That's a little different, and maybe we'll see that for regular season down the road here, but it maybe turns for a long day, and it's going to be basically, it could be an enduring day for some.
It could be. It's one of those things where, we all feel pretty confident in our gas tank. We've been working hard. We've been putting in, 2-a-days twice a week and balancing that fine line of, you know, risk-reward, too much, not enough. But the guys have been working hard. If it does come down to having to have that sixth match, I'm overly confident, and not really overly confident, but I'm confident in our guys, and I think they can, you know, suck it up no matter how tired they are and get done what needs to get done.
Yep, 14 schools at the Abilene Regional coming up on Saturday. Begins at 9, so you guys are able to break that down a little bit. Almost treat it like you would a regular 2-day tournament. You can leave in the morning and go from there.
Yeah, no, we're going to leave Friday morning and start our venture up there. And we got a good practice spot in Hayes where we're going to get out and kind of split the trip up, practice, you know, get them some food in them and get those guys, you know, get the blood pumping and all that stuff so we don't get too stiff on the trip up there, and get there and kind of relax a little bit, maybe hit some yoga or anything in the hotel room to try to, stay loose and mentally ready and wake up Saturday morning ready to kind of, you know, hit the ground running and hopefully good things happen and see where we end up.
So. All right. Should be a fun one on Saturday there at Abilene 4A Regional. Begins at 9, and Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here. And Coach, thanks for joining me here, and good luck to you guys coming up.
Yep. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.